been a tough news week, it's fair to say, but there are still some corners of joy on the internet, and my next guest is going to guide us through them. Talia Olatia is the host of Pacific Mornings on ABC Radio Australia, and she joins us. Hello.
Hello.
So if you haven't heard the Baby Shark song, then I'm very sorry to do this to you, but here's a viral kids tune. Okay, so that's completely weirdly addictive and a massive earworm. Talk us through why this is such a big thing.
First of all, apologies to all your listeners who just heard that, because if you've heard Baby Shark before, that little grab that you played is all you need for that to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. So essentially what happened is Baby Shark, the South Korea children's production, put out this thing on YouTube of this dance, Baby Shark, and it goes with like the little hand movements for Baby Shark. It's a bit bigger for Daddy Shark. And three-year-olds lost their minds and they were clicking on YouTube over and over again, so much so that it's had like 2.5 billion with a B views on YouTube.
You used a B there.
Yeah. That's... it's insane. So what happened is this hit's gone viral and it came out about 2 years ago. And this week there is a podcast. It's called Slate's Dakota Ring podcast. And they're kind of trying to unravel why this became such an earworm and the history of Baby Shark. Now, for most people, they may have just heard that South Korean Pink Fong version and thought, yep, it started about 2 years ago. Oh, no, 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 no. So it turns out that a couple years before that, there was an American children's performer who also had a version of Baby Shark. There was a German version of Baby Shark, which was called Kleiner Hai. And it's not exactly the same as, but the lyrics are essentially Baby Shark and then a version of the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do's. So what's then happened, it's been this international copyright thing that's been going on back and forth. So this amazing podcast has explained, one, why it's so catchy, and then the history of it. And they've even speculated that the popularity of this song goes back to Jaws. There have been versions of shark songs since that has kind of cultivated in this history. So it's this song with this 40-year history, which is just insane.
So that's incredible. So this is not just a new billions. No.
That's the thing is like you listen to it and you think, wow, three-year-olds have a lot of power right now. Like we should not be looking to world leaders. We should be looking to like three-year-olds.
Yeah, I've always thought that.
Finding what
menacing
the trends are.
Things.
Yeah, but it turns out, and that's why it's, and every version of the Baby Shark in the different variations that have always been really, really popular. Like the German version became this electro dance hit back in the early 2000s. And this woman would go and perform Baby Shark to clubs around Europe. Can you imagine being 18 and being in a club and dancing along
Baby
to that?
Shark, yeah. I actually can, sadly, well, see, because it's very good.
Yeah, it's so catchy and so amazing. And Willa Paskin is the host of this podcast and they've released this episode this week. And it's just such a fascinating listen to listen back to it. And that's why it's been in my feed, because people have obviously listened to the version and gone, oh my God, there's such a complex history behind this song. I just didn't know. And yeah, and the funny other thing is that I'm pretty sure that social media is stalking me.
Of course it is. Clearly.
Because I, as you said, I host a program and I was joking with my producer that, you know, you always like to add a little bit of music and funness to an interview. And I joked saying maybe I should add the Baby Shark song.
Of course next you
thing,
should.
Next thing you know, this podcast episode turns up in my feed. There's also versions of a golden retriever just dancing along to Baby Shark as well. So it's just, it's been everywhere. And yeah, apologies to everyone who's just heard that.
Thank you for bringing it to us here at RN Drive. We're clearly late to the party, you know, obviously not in the three-year-old market, but clearly we should be.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move to another one of the absurd things you found. Usually a sewer rash would be met with shrieks of disgust, I mean, obviously, but one of them won the hearts of social media users worldwide, a slightly chubby rat that got stuck in a manhole cover. Why is this rat even a thing?
Because there is a photo of this rat when it's stuck and it's been called the chubby rat. So it happened in Germany, but the little...
Of course, just like the Baby Shark stuff.
I'm sensing a theme. But what happened is the poor rat's little face is just the terror in its eyes, because it's realised it's obviously carrying a bit of fat around its hips. It's tried to go up through the hole, like the manhole, and it's got stuck. And, you know, not that everyone's been in that kind of situation, but there have been times where you've tried to put your jeans on and they don't fit, and it's that moment of terror. But it was just really relatable as you look at this little poor chubby rat just trying to live its best life. It's had a probably good winter, you know, overindulged, and has gone, oh no, now I'm stuck. So then what happened, which is just a really nice thing, is like 9 volunteer rescue workers and firefighters helped get this little chubby rat out of its manhole.
And at the same time as trying to eradicate the rat population, they invested in 9 men trying to save one.
There was probably a fire that was happening in Germany. They've gone, no, we've already sent out our services somewhere much more important. But yeah, I encourage people to just, if you don't understand why this has gone viral on the internet, is just go look at its poor little rat face. Your heart will bleed.
You'll be like, it's an adorable rat. It's like a pet rat.
Yeah.
Looks like it should be a pet rat.
It's just, its face is so funny. You can just really empathize with the rat. I know this sounds crazy. I don't.
No, it really does, and it doesn't at the same time. It's quite complex.
It's been a tough news week, can I just say?
No,
I think
that
people are
fixing,
just finding these.
Thank you
like, small
for fixing it for us, because it has been an awful news week. Okay. One celebrity drama that's filled your feed this week is that Jordan Woods' Kardashian family drama.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've got some sort of basic knowledge of the Kardashian infrastructure. The
kind live in very different worlds, Patricia.
The network. Now, I'm across it enough to be able to talk at some level about it, probably not your level. So walk me through what's happened here.
Okay, so we'll set it up that Khloe Kardashian, obviously with the last name Kardashian, is one of the sisters of the Kardashian family. When she was pregnant with her baby True, she's with the basketball player Tristan Thompson, and there were rumors of his infidelity back at that time. And so everyone was like, bad Tristan, Khloe should leave you, but then she didn't. And so the whole Kardashian-Jenner family rallied around Khloe, and they were like, this relationship is strong, the baby will come along, everything will be great. Well, what then happened was that rumors broke out that Kylie Jenner, so stepsister of Khloe Kardashian, her best friend, Jordan Woods, cheated with Tristan Thompson, so Khloe's partner. Now, the reason, what essentially then happened, it's confusing but also amazing at the same time. So Jordan Woods is Kylie's best friend. I cannot stress this enough. Lives in Kylie's guest house.
Oh, that, like,
yeah, when
they're
Kylie
living
was,
together.
When Kylie was pregnant, there were only a handful of people in the world who knew she was pregnant. Jordan Woods was one of them. They've gone into business deals with the Kardashian Jenners. Like, Jordan is in the inner circle. So the idea that she cheated, like Tristan Thompson cheated with Jordan, is huge. And the fallout, even bigger. So much so that she's lost business deals. Like Khloe Kardashian has a good American denim line. Jordan crossed off that this week. Kylie Jenner and Jordan had Kylie Jenner has the Lip Kit makeup line. This week, 50% off everything that Jordan had on the website. And so everyone's been going on, is it true? Because no one's actually come out and confirmed anything. But it's all through the, someone unfollowed someone on social media. Oh, someone wrote a comment.
Still, there is no confirmation.
Until. So what has happened is Jordan Woods is going to be doing an interview with Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, because she's got a TV interviewee kind of talk program called Red Table Talk. So Jordan Woods is going to tell her side of the story. The plot gets even thicker because Kris Jenner, mum of Kardashians and Jenner, media mogul.
All over it.
She's made everyone sign like non-disclosure agreements. So there's the question of how much can Jordan actually reveal during this interview that the whole world is waiting for. So
when do we get to hear this?
Apparently in Australia, it's going to be tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. Exactly.
Okay. So is this the sort of event that you're sort of, you've cancelled all plans?
I have so many, it's actually quite embarrassing, but I have multiple different Facebook groups which just at random hours of the day just go, I keep thinking about Jordan. Why would she do that? And then there's another one like, why isn't Tristan Thompson not receiving any of this fallout? He's obviously cheated on Khloe twice. It's a whole big thing.
I don't know what to think because I'm still trying to get my head around
I know
who even she is. But
well, this is the thing. It's like the Kardashians of why are they famous? It's that extra level of why is she famous? She's famous by association. Why does the world care? And I think it just shows you where people are these days mentally.
I don't know where anyone is mentally, but I know where I am mentally, which is in a happier place because I've spent some time with you.
Thank you.
So thank you very much because it has genuinely been a very, very sad news week. And now not so much.
Because I feel like I've taught you a lot about the world.
You have, and I've got my Saturday plan now too.
And if anyone asks you how you feel about the Jordan Woods, Kylie, like Kardashian thing, you'll be like, oh, I actually know what's going on. Thank you.
And I have views that I'm going to borrow from you now.
Water cooler talk.
Excellent.
You are welcome.
Talia, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Talia Olatia is the host of Pacific Mornings on ABC Radio Australia. And clearly, well, she's in the know-how. This is RN Drive.